Basket making survived in Weaver's Lane until 1950, while at Folly Cottage there are traces of an old rope walk, evidence of another country industry, sadly no more. One of the few remaining cottages dating from the 16th century is Puddle Wharf, where they made silk and blankets.
I am Catherine Ledward. I came to live in Inkpen as Catherine West with my mother over 40 years ago. I've known Puddle Wharf, one of the oldest half-timbered cottages left in the village, for those 40-odd years. I knew the then owner, Claire Woolner, the daughter of the famous sculptor Thomas Woolner of the Edwardian era. Puddle Wharf is the only remaining weaver's cottage in Weaver's Lane. About 50 or 60 years ago, there were several cottages nearby. In the Domesday Book, there is a reference to Inkpen, spelt I-N-G-P-E-N, and the mill that was in Weaver's Lane, where there existed a small blanket and silk weaving industry. This mill was thought to have been closed about 1880 and presumably destroyed. The story has been told for many years that the wool was put on small barges in River Ingle to the cottage, where it was woven into blankets. My husband and I were lucky enough to purchase Puddle Wharf when it was offered for sale in 1976.
There were once three blacksmith shops, one at the Lower Green and two at the Upper Green.